Two, one.
Good
Go.
evening, viewers. Welcome to the Powered by Football podcast. You join us in ahead of the fifth and sixth place playoff of the European Nations Cup, with a World Cup qualification spot on the line. Denmark and Northern Ireland are about to do battle. My name is Tom Byrne, and I'm joined by your regular hosts of this podcast, Jackson Taylor and Matthew Mallows. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
About 1 o'clock at night, but all right.
Yeah. Well, I assume it's afternoon in Italy, if not
yeah,
pretty close.
Yeah, you know
to
what?
It.
That'll do. I forget we're pretending we're in Italy. That's
God, Walls looks young. Look at how young he looks.
I was more looking at his lack of a right hand.
All right, buddy, but
bro just sees disability.
What do you guys think for this game?
Denmark.
Oh, yeah, easy, right?
Yeah,
Denmark,
I think 2-0 Denmark, I reckon.
Provided the Danes keep all four players on the court, they should win this one.
They should
what?
Keep. Look, yeah. One would imagine they'd be able to do so. Do cards carry over to the World Cup?
Not to my knowledge, but equally, we saw Momo not play half of club championships, so.
Yeah, and
who knows?
Because I wanted to play him.
That's because he got sent off in the Euro final, from memory, yeah?
Yes,
it was this very tournament.
He got sent off after losing the Euros. And I
so
like,
it must carry over from it for tournament, so that you can get
from,
sent off.
Yeah,
yeah,
from
the World Cup wasn't an EPFA tournament, that was a FIFA.
But the Euros would have been before the World Cup. Would it not? So why did that not carry over to the World Cup if it did carry over to the Club World Cup?
Yeah,
unless it was the European Club World Cup that he thought.
That,
if it was the European Club World Cup, we wouldn't. Oh, you know what?
I see what you mean. I think
it may have been the Europe. It may have been
the European Club.
The European Club Championships.
Champions League.
Not the Europe. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was actually when Aspire beat them. That does sound familiar.
Very, very professional here at the Powered by Football.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We're all vibes and.
Oh, we're being treated, boys. Nico Bowlin is our center referee.
Yeah,
oh, let's
Nico.
Go. We love you, Nico.
We do.
Right, we've had a whistle. Probably doesn't mean that football's starting for another minute or so, but we've had a whistle. We're having a change of ends.
Hey.
Everybody was at the wrong benches.
I was questioning that slightly because the Danes are on the other side. It does look like the Danish are going to be starting with their usual four, with Sorensen, Kvarup, and the other two, whose names elude me currently. Oh, what's the goalkeeper's name, Tom?
Yes. Yes, his name. Volkman.
Is it Peterson? Volker Peterson?
No. It's the number 11.
Volkan Peterson is one of the players.
Volkson, I think it is.
Okay.
That's what it read on the back of the chair. Anyway, we have a Northern Irish team. We're about to have a Danish team. We now have a Danish team.
Is Walls starting? They're starting a very young-looking team, Northern Ireland. Don't they? They look very young.
Mm. This, of course, a very important game. Only one of these teams goes to the World Cup. It'll be disappointing for either team, so a lot of passion and feeling should be happening in the next 40 minutes as we get underway.
Yeah, just to further your point there, both of these teams did indeed play in the last World Cup. So I think the loser of this team, and even the winner of this team, will be...
That isn't a very
impressive
start
there.
From the Danish, but playing advantage for the ball home in the air.
Sorry, just finishing what I was saying. They'd probably be a bit disappointed with how this tournament was going. I reckon Denmark probably would have been hoping for one of those automatic qualification spots in their group, but well, I didn't quite get that.
On paper, the Danes should have been the team that came second in their group, but the Italians just proved too much for them, and here they are in the playoff.
And speaking of that, you know, Italy passing through, getting that second place spot, they play the next game in that third place playoff against Belgium. Who do you guys have in that?
I probably couldn't pick a winner. I imagine the Belgians will probably be a little
That's a beautiful better. Touch.
He's a great ball. But if the Italians can fall off in that game, that could go any direction.
I'm going to be going for Italy.
Yeah,
it's their maiden tournament. I want them to get something.
Wells plays it for McCabe.
So it looks like Volker Pedersen is wearing the captain's armband. Does he normally wear the captain's armband, or am I tripping?
Yeah, you could be tripping. You could be legit. I'm not really sure. Modern Ireland with the first dead ball of the match. And I'm going to have another one as we didn't get a whistle from Nico.
5 meters wasn't observed, I believe, is the call.
Well, the ball has been reset about 2 meters ahead of position. So, interesting. Modern Ireland plays that one out the back and it's going to go away for a throw-in. Not a great use of the ball.
No. I reckon the... Irish number two, they will be pretty unhappy that he's put that out for a sideline. Wasn't a fantastic kick. I'm not entirely sure what they were going for off that set piece.
Yeah, the option wasn't that one.
Quarrock making his way down the middle of the field here.
And that's pushing on the back wheel. But we're going to play on with Northern Ireland taking the ball upfield. Really interesting. Again, different referees have different interpretations of the laws of the game, which is impressive given that it's a very short document, which is, at least in my view, fairly clear. As Wolves with a little spin, leave on the ball. Very, very comfortable on the ball. We'd like to see it pass at some point, but we'll have to wait and see if we're going to get that one.
The young kid Wells here from Ireland is really not afraid to take it to these... older and far more experienced Danish players.
Do we know how old he is? Have they said that on the commentary or anything?
They have not said at the moment, but they are commenting that he is indeed very young.
Well, it's just flipping away a foul for contact on the back wheel.
Yeah, I think that just comes down to experience.
This will be our first direct free kick of the match, 4 minutes in. With attacks from both sides so far. Maybe they're really taking the initiative. Denmark, great shot. And that's flipped away by the defense. We will not know. It's going to be a goal kick, but only just.
Yeah, a bit of a... I'm not sure if the spin was the right option there. He probably needed to front a chair it back to his goalkeeper and reset it there because... The defense was already blocking the pass through, so there wasn't a whole lot he could do with a spin kick like that.
Nonetheless, Northern Ireland have capitalized off this Danish goal here to keep possession in the attacking half. Crowe forced to manhandle the ball across halfway. Can't quite pick the pocket from the rear, however. There's a flip pass to the goalkeeper who traps rather than punching. That's dangerous. Koskovski can't quite find a way through, however.
Look, I don't mind that in that case because he had the confidence to be able to drive it out, and he had his middleman in Quarup coming back to
support
to mark the box once he ran out.
Ooh. And picked off.
That's not good.
Watching it roll.
That's going to be a goal.
And Northern Ireland had the lead after only five minutes. And what was the Danish goalkeeper doing? He could have cut it off and just let it roll past.
Did he think that was going out for a goal kick?
I think he did. It was a very casual approach to the ball. Here's the replay. And he could have cut it off and just let it roll. Oh, that is... We were talking about chess blunders earlier. That is a triple question mark if ever I've seen one.
That is absolutely against the run of play, you'd say, because Denmark had been applying a lot of pressure early on in these first, 6 minutes of the game. But,
With all due respect, pardon Tom, I can't hear you very well.
You can't hear me or you can't hear Matt?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Just turn him up on Discord.
I did. He's on
I can hear him fine.
He's on 150%.
Oh, he's on 150% for me. That's fine.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that is better.
Cool. We like my food. Try turning it off another pin.
Yeah. So, what were you going to say?
I was just saying that Farrup's having a little bit of attention whilst we're waiting to reset this goal. It's been over a minute now. This will definitely be added to stoppages.
Yeah, and...
Well, if it takes too long, though, don't they have to sub him off?
Well,
I mean, you can see the Irish bench kind of questioning the fact as to
there was attention to the handpiece as well. So potentially, the referee was watching over, but I'd love to know what the issue was.
It didn't look like they were doing anything with the driving... Oh, wait, no, my apologies. I did not realize his joystick is in the middle there.
Yeah. Nonetheless,
as you say, the referee was watching. I think it was more of a technical difficulty than a programming difficulty thing there.
Nonetheless, we have resumed play. Northern Ireland now have the lead. 1-0.
After that, I shouldn't say this as it is a diss on my own teammate, but it is an Andy Waite move.
Right, I was going to say, I've seen a certain someone from the Western Sydney Wanderers put his hand up and watch the ball roll past him, thinking it was going out for a goal kick. It was not going out for a goal kick.
We have to always watch the ball and be ready.
Oh, that's a beautiful touch.
That's an equalizer immediately for the Danes. Game on.
We might be in for a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 in 8 minutes. And, well, really, it's 7 with a minute stoppage in the middle there.
It's an amazing touch, beats the defender and the goalkeeper just taps it in.
Just came from a little bit of inexperience from that number 14 defending in the box. He raced out to try and cut it off, and if he just stayed put where he was, the ball would have bounced off his cage.
And while this game has now had two goalkeeping, interesting moments in goalkeeping, which has led to both teams being on the board. Unless the Danish will have a throw-in from their own defensive half.
And the goal scorer was the man with the technical difficulties, so...
Clearly that's
interesting.
That's a contact. It's a 2-on-1 call, and so the Northern Irish will get the ball back with maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes until the water break. We have had, with that long technical, we may see a little bit of a delay to the water break.
Well, one would also imagine they'll add time on towards the end of the first half. I could easily see 2 or 3 minutes being added on at the end of this half here.
1 minute for the water break, 1 minute for the stoppage, gives you 2 minutes at least.
Oh, 1+ plays.
Absolutely.
Maths with Tom Byrne.
Don't worry, we'll get some more mathematics later, I'm sure, in the halftime entertainment.
I'll show you mathematics.
Hey, yeah.
It's a little preview
teaser.
Little teaser for the halftime, right?
You guys are not ready, I'll say that much.
Kraut is battling with walls here.
This tussle, just one of those ones that's very cagey. Neither player really able to let it out. Kraut tries to, but it's been punched upfield by walls. Almost a 360 spin, but pulls it up short in order to keep possession.
Very nice chair control there from Walls.
and now throw it with a big spin.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Watch his teammate. It doesn't find a great angle and the ball rolls away, nor will Ireland with the throw.
I tell you what, if Volker Pedersen had gotten it to his man at the far post there, there was quite a big gap in that goal to choose from.
Now, Northern Ireland taking the ball upfield and we'll win a throw in and then on halfway. We are, I assume, approaching the water break now as we enter the 11th minute. In fact, no, we enter the 12th minute. We enter the 11th minute of this match. Ball goes upfield. Danish keeper with a clearance. Carp hits the ball upfield.
Oh, that's a lovely deft touch.
It is a great touch. It's on target. Clear the way, but then straight into Walls. It's between Hilland and Walls. Now, Hilland has to try and work this out. Walls needs to just give Hilland some space. And now, Crarup stealing the ball, can't hang on to it. And this will be the water break.
I like that between Walls and the Irish keeper, whose name was...
Oh, Hilland.
Yeah, I like that because the Danes didn't really pressure them, so they were just happy to try and get the ball into the right spot to be able to play it out. And though it didn't come off for them, they did end up winning the ball back via a sideline. So
it just took that sting out, gave them a breather, which, yes, they get it a second later with the water break, but regardless, I did like it.
Here's a replay of the goal.
What a goal.
And in fact, it was Hilland didn't react in time once the ball beat his defender.
Yeah, Hilland didn't react. Hilland probably should have been behind the line. From that, it looked like he was in front of the line. So Hilland probably should have been behind the line. And yeah, the number 14, the defender in the box,
yeah, I think,
just
I think
came out to it when he didn't need to.
I think that one's a lot more on the defender than it is on Hilland. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Hilland's chair, but I think that was more by the time that the ball got past him, it was a bit late to move. Nonetheless, the score is 1-1. And Northern Ireland.
First
quarter, definitely. And Denmark has now one possession. We see a 3-man wall from Northern Ireland already forming. As Crarup sits down in the wing, ready for the ball from his number 10. Great bit of defensive work there to not give away the corner. It will be a throw.
They tried to win a corner there, but...
Tantalizing
I don't
back
think...
in front of Scott Hilland.
I don't think the Irish chairs were ever in a position where he was going to be able to bounce it out for a corner.
Well, they ball goes through and Hilland will just tap it off of Walls' chair. And now the ball coming forward. There's an amazing cross. Hilland is in great position, though.
Oh, Walls keeps it in play. Very well to keep that in.
Walls will now battle with Crarup once more.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to see a lot of this in the middle with Walls and Crarup battling it out for territory.
I need to amend an earlier statement as well. Walls has got a lot more than just a hand missing.
Well, yes, I didn't want to point that out, but yes.
Well, you include the statement flashes earlier.
He's not abs, but...
He's not abs, but if you were playing who's got more limbs, it'd be pretty close. That's why great shot. Gonna go wide. Hilland puts that one wide of the post.
I don't think going on target, you know. I think obviously it
wasn't, but
I think he's got PTSD from seeing the ball going at the other end. He doesn't want to see that happen to him as well.
But
so
don't
mind the extra caution.
Yeah, the Irish defense are gonna have to be careful there because it's just kind of hit it straight to Sorensen, and you can't be doing that in a game like this. Because, yes, he may have put it wide of the post, but if he gets that on target, the keeper's got nothing.
And well, there's a bit of a tussle here. Walls is not giving the Danish winger, whose name alludes me at the moment, any space.
Sorensen.
Sorensen, yeah. Yeah, Wolves was not leaving Sorensen any space in the box. Now, Hilland has come out of the box. Sorensen needs to re-enter the field. I am surprised he did not get a card there. The referee saw him and pointed at him.
Hmm.
It's impressive that you went to an international tournament and not know that rule.
Oh, that's a gorgeous.
The goal and the Danish lead by 2-1.
Wonderful bit of celebration there. I'm loving that. 2-1.
Yeah.
That is.
That was an absolutely gorgeous ball.
Just look at how wide of a net he's got.
Once the ball was getting got through that gap, they were scoring. There was too much space, and Sorensen basically had 6 meters to choose from. He just needed to not hit it at a defender. Beautiful ball to get it through that gap, though.
Most definitely. And now we go from Northern Ireland being ahead to now being behind with 3 minutes left in regulation in the first half. And Denmark taking the ball upfield once more.
We've certainly had a role in the first 17, haven't we, boys?
Oh, we have. This has been all the excitement that you would expect from a World Cup playoff match. Well, a World Cup qualification playoff match. Does Northern Ireland have any answers?
Well, that's very nice dummy from number 14 there.
Wins a lot of territory.
I feel like that if they were going to do that, Walls just needed to take the power off it just a little bit so that his winger could actually get around to it and dribble it into the corner.
Daniels will have another throw in just beyond halfway. Throw it back pass. Thought about who drove that field, chose not to. Turns possession over.
I feel like he hesitated slightly there. He wanted to do something, and what he wanted to do wasn't quite on, so he thought he'd just trap it, but by then it was too late.
Because I think we saw whoever the centre was at that point rushed forward for Northern Ireland, and I think that trapped it. There's a great chance, but the whistle has been blown.
It's been blown for contact here.
Yeah, contact on the rear. Against Northern Ireland. Now, Northern Ireland stealing the ball back, albeit for a very brief moment, but they will get a throw in here with 1 minute 15 left in regulation first half.
Yeah, Kuszkowski has done well to find Volker Peterson's chair there.
Pirate with the pickoff. Hilland upfield. Finding Kuszkowski. It's on his wrong side. It's going to roll away. We have another whistle. So we're going back for a foul.
I think so.
I don't know what it's for. It looks like Northern Ireland are leading the ball. So if we do one. As one of the coaches for Denmark, it's Krarup's chair once again, and the coach is calling for a sub.
Yeah, so just to add to that, Tom, I did hear a couple of clangs for contact off screen. I'm wondering if there might have been contact off the ball that's been called. Unless we see a replay, I'm not entirely sure.
And Krarup's chair has
but
been
it was for contact.
Krarup's chair has been having issues throughout the week, has it not?
I'm not sure, but it was obviously having issues earlier this game because we saw.
I believe there's another game this week where, and there's this collision in the background at the end. There was another match this week where I think he got subbed on and off multiple times when his chair kept failing. So I think as we're coming back to this contact off the ball. As the assistant referee talking through what he's seen, there was two players that reversed into each other, and we've been on a foul against Northern Ireland for it.
Yeah, for reversing. So the linesman's picked that up. I believe it was off the ball contact.
Yeah,
but it was due to be reversing, it is dangerous contact.
From what I didn't see it from well enough, but it was both players reversing. So it's interesting to see that it's gone the way of Denmark. But Northern Ireland have stolen the ball. They need to make advantage of the fact that the Danish centre is off court. There will be the 10-minute half-time, of course, at the conclusion of this half.
It looks like Sorensen's moved into the middle now to play that more middle role with Quarup going off the field.
Yeah. Krzyzewski on the ball. Against Sorensen.
Are they blowing a two for that? They are.
They are. And the Northern Ireland bench's cries have been heard.
One last chance before the end of the half.
Yeah, Sorensen and Kasper Pedersen were very close there.
We may have had a third minute of stoppages here just because of how long it took for Crouch chair to be resolved earlier on.
Yeah, you probably, you know what, you gotta, well, you know what, that probably, that
doesn't matter anyway.
So
it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
I don't mind what he was trying to do there. He just lost sight of the ball, I feel like. I feel like if he connected with that, it was going across to his man at the far post. But his timing was just a little bit off there. And that's a beautiful dummy from Pedersen there to make his way up the field.
As Walls tries to pick the pocket. And going back for
another whistle there. More fouls.
What's
it's been a very,
very, very rough game.
No cards yet. No real indication that the referee wants to go to the pocket.
No, well, I don't think any of them are malicious or dangerously reckless, if that makes sense. They're all just light taps, but I imagine with enough warning, someone's going to get a card. It's not like what we saw in the earlier game where there were some significant collisions. None of which warranted a card.
Whistle is in the mouth, and so that is half time. The Danish come from behind early to lead this game 2-1 at the break.
Yeah, I'd say the Danish probably deserve this lead.
Definitely, I agree with you there.
Northern Ireland's goal was absolutely against the run of play. They haven't really generated much. In the way of other opportunities. Meanwhile, the Danish could have been a couple more goals up than they already are. I mean, credit to Northern Ireland's defence. It's been fantastic at parts and not so great at others, but that's just the way their tournament has been going. I think good in patches and not great in others.
Yeah, I think you've covered it pretty well. You've gotten through it all. I think we're going to move over to our halftime entertainment now, brought to you by Tom Byrne.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, we are playing the I'm Not a Robot game on nil.fun, courtesy of Jackson telling me to do it earlier.
Are we actually streaming this?
Yeah. Yes, we are, Matthew.
This is our halftime. You got a match three.
You got a match three. There you go. Oh, you already did two. There you go. Win a game of match three. Oh, I see. You need 1,000, Tom.
Yep, we've already got 360, Matthew.
That one will work, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to plan it out. Because I think I have to hit a decently large score.
You still got 22 moves left and you're halfway there.
Wow.
Be right. We're halfway there.
I don't want to get copyright strike, please.
Copyright strike.
Rectangles aren't squares.
And more. Fantastic. Cool. Verify. Okay.
AI-generated images.
That one. That one. That
you think
one.
That one? You think that one?
I think that Hide the Pain Harold.
No, Hide the Pain Harold is not AI-generated.
I think it's just those three. It's not.
No.
I'm going to say you. I'm going to say
I don't think that guy in the corner there is AI-generated.
No, the photo is so bad. No, he has to be AI-generated. Let's just go with everybody. Not you. Not you. Not you. Maybe you've just got a weird... So, you know, you haven't... Your real is his reflection in the...
Well, he's got hands. He's got working hands.
Yeah, that's... He's got working hands. Yeah, that's a really good indicator. Is it literally just those two? Is it just that one? Oh, good God.
Maybe none of them are AI generated.
Okay. That one has
to be. Oh, no. Hide the Pain Harold is AI generated. Look at his hand.
Yeah, that's. Oh, you. No, that's.
Sneaky, sneaky.
That is the Hide the Pain Harold image, though.
It is. It looks like they've just AI generated his art. Is because you can see. Look, the cup's too long. They've elongated the cup and he's got five fingers.
That's the original Hide the Pain Harold image.
No, it is. Oh, I lied to you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still going with... Jesus. Are you AI generated then? Okay, what?
Oh, we got it?
Oh, boy.
Use arrows to drive.
Do I kill the child or the old lady?
Just drive forwards. You could have just... Okay.
I hit the... Yeah, you do have to... I do have to kill one of them.
No, you could just do both.
Okay. Choose I could do both.
Yeah, yeah, so do both. Yeah, gotta do both.
Oh, my God. I crashed.
Yeah, because you've got to reverse park in.
Oh, that's funny. That's really well done there. Oh!
Maybe it's like drive through the bushes. Maybe we'll go around.
Okay, kill the child only. Is that the decision you want me to make? What do you want me to do?
Maybe you just need to park better?
Or just try and drive around the bushes. Try and drive off the screen.
Okay, I can try that next.
Please enable your...
What?
I don't think we'll be doing that one.
Cool. OSTM7.
I think I swore, Jack. Sorry.
I didn't notice it. Besides, who's going to want to watch this anyway? OSTM.
That's six.
I saw a seven in there.
Hitting the wrong button. Okay, now I've got seven. No. And it's on the screen. Don't tell me that's a zero.
No, it's not a zero.
Oh, is it though?
It's not a zero. Here at the Powered by Football podcast, we don't condone the use of slot machines. You had it, and then you...
Now, so it's pressing eight. Okay, it's zero.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, that works. Grieve. Press F to pay respects.
Yeah, press an F. Check on the thing.
We've got about 2 minutes until the half resumes, so after you're done grieving, we will return.
No, we can get one more level. Come on.
I believe in you. Grieve.
Where's the... Engage in a conversation. Hello.
Ask it if you like eggs. You pull out the plug.
Yeah.
I need a swear word at this moment, Jackson.
Okay, I'll permit it.
All right. We need to actually start. Yeah.
All right. I'll just tell her I'm a human, bro, and then. Oh well. And then
you're down
that,
to 80%.
And on that bombshell, that's the end of that Earth the Halftime Entertainment.
That'll be.
They're making a substitution, Denmark, and it looks like so are. Ireland. Maybe. It appears they may have fixed Quarup's chair, and Quarup will be coming back on.
I don't see him on the bench.
Yep, there he is.
In the center.
So it'll be interesting.
Will it last the rest of the 20?
It'll be interesting to see what's actually wrong with this chair. I assume it's some kind of mechanical issue.
Maybe it's like a connection or something. Also, shout out to the very narrow formation of Northern Ireland.
All of their kickoffs have been fairly narrow, I will say.
Well,
very narrow. That's well
done.
That's a very positive first 15 seconds for Northern Ireland. Pachowski.
I was going to say, they've got the Polish guy on, right?
Yeah, Kraskowski needs to find...
Kraskowski?
I mean, you could just...
Oh, that's a gorgeous ball.
And good spin. It's on target and it's cleared away by the goalkeeper.
Volkerson did really well to get a touch on that.
The Northern Irish have got some fight left in them.
They just need a goal. Easier said than done in some occasions.
Well, as you know, it's always important to score goals.
Thank you for that.
That one goes upfield.
That's very brave from the from Scott Hillen there. Very, very brave. And it looked like Hillen was calling for contact there. I did see one of the Danish chairs that was charging forwards at him make contact well after he'd punched the ball away. So that's obviously what he was unhappy with as Quarup makes his way down the field here.
Well, he's taken the ball all the way up to the attacking third to the byline. It's an amazing run.
You can see why they wanted to get him back on the field as quick as they could.
He's the important player as an attempted spin hit goes backwards in the end, and the Danes keep the ball in play.
And then we've got a foul here.
And
yep.
this might
contact
be
on the wheel.
This might be the point where we start seeing some warnings and potentially some cards starting to come through.
No warning there again.
Well, I'm taking that time on this free kick. Ball goes in play, and all that time just for the ball to go out of play. And it's not coming up on camera, but I am shaking my head.
Good for you, buddy. I'm so proud of you for shaking your head. You use those muscles.
Well, then I'll take the ball upfield. And then Denmark get it back. No 2-on-1 there. We're going to play on. And McCabe trying to pick the pockets. And we're going to get it's a foul. It's going to be against Denmark. And now Hillen's coming forward to take the kick. He senses this moment might be the most important of the afternoon. And now into the box. It's McCabe trying to look for the spin to flip it away.
Corrup
can't do so,
but
it out wide.
Corrup did very well to get back into the box to defend.
There was a good chance. Walls needed to be a bit deeper in order to capitalise with a great chance by Northern Ireland.
Yeah, there was no real Northern Irish presence on that side of the field to receive that ball in any kind of meaningful way. So
they've got a lot of the right ideas, but just that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Speaking of the right ideas, Denmark with some great passing.
It was well cut out by the Irish there.
This is probably been the best game that I've seen live all week. This one.
Yeah,
you know what? I'd agree with that. It's up there.
Open, aggressive football. Both teams with something to win and something to lose. And a lot of passion. It's exactly what you want to see in power chair football.
I mean, stakes do that for every game of football, power chair or not, you know. It's what makes the game great as the ball goes up and...
We're going to play on from the... we could call it handball. Body ball? I don't even know. Unless we're playing on.
Football.
Football. Yeah, we're going to play on from the football. The Northern Irish just have some great players on the ball. They just need to be able to find a pass.
They do.
As the Danish keeper rushing out of the box now. Leaving Farup in the net. Krzyzkowski finds the sideline. It will be a Danish ball.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Northern Ireland have come out firing in this first 5 minutes of this half.
Parrot with a big punching ball upfield. It's sent back, but not before the Danish get a throw.
And
we are going to the bench.
Yep, Northern Ireland are making substitution.
It's like Krzyzkowski's coming off. Sounds like it's Forster.
So, yeah, Carl Forster's come on. Hillen doing very well to stay inside the box there.
And he did. Denmark, though, looking to reef the ball away. Hillen's the only player defending the net at the moment. As Krarup shoots, it's going to go away for a throw.
Forster needed to be very careful there. His other winger was sitting right in the middle, just at the top of the box. It could have easily been given 2-on-1.
The ball gets put back into play. Crowd with a shot. Sorensen can't keep the ball in possession, and so Denmark have to retreat to halfway.
Well, we've seen this before, haven't we? Kwarup and Walls battling it out.
And Walls
gets the best of him this time.
Looks for a little spin, keeps the ball in play. Almost beating out Sorensen now. I think if you're Northern Ireland, attacking you back to your goal, you start getting into situations like that. Sorensen has been known to get into plenty of contact throughout the week.
Interesting that that's a Northern Ireland ball. I mean, I thought it was 50-50 because they were both spinning at the same time. In that situation, I probably would have just said play on. They both spun at the same time. I don't really know who was infringing there.
But I think you've got to do more of that. You've got to get the ball at Sorensen's feet and engage him, knowing there's a really good chance that he belts the side of somebody's chair and lets himself carted out of the game. So there's the cross. It's not a great one. The Danish keeper rushing out of the box to run it out.
It's better than nothing, though, asking those questions that they need to be doing.
Well, we've got a good rotation from Northern Ireland as well, as there is contact. Who are we calling against?
It looks like a demo.
It's against Wales again. Walls again, sorry. So Walls has been called for contact on Volkerson. Yeah. And he has been warned, so one more contact, I reckon he's going to get a card.
Yeah, surely he'll be in the book pretty soon. Referee's still discussing with him. And immediately kicks off the free kick.
Very well done to intercept that. Driving it into the box almost.
And he's really taking the lead here of this fight.
He's got no support up front. There we go. There's the Irish winger on the far side.
Well, he's gotten Crowe pretty much out of the way.
Now yeah, there's no around. Defender inside the box here.
If he can get the flick away, which he almost does, needs his teammates to be ready for the ball. They are letting him just run, but he needs help.
Well, he's only got one man in front of him to pass it to.
And now running with the box, one-on-one with the keeper.
His
this is some fantastic stuff.
Running.
Ball flicked away. There's some contact. Playing on. Shouts from the bench.
Good advantage. Good advantage.
Denmark upfield and Hillen forced to turn it wide. Still chance for Denmark. Sorensen shoots. Ooh. It's wide of the post.
Hold on. Sorensen had the ball there with no one from Ireland in their box, and he didn't shoot.
Can you get back about 10 seconds and we can watch that again just to...
Yeah.
Look, he's on the there's no one there.
Yeah,
he passes it back.
The ball came too wide for him. He couldn't turn around the ball.
Yeah. That's true.
He was pass it back or let it roll away from a goal here. He has to pass it back.
You know what? That's fair.
And through the magic of television, most of the water break has gone by.
Wow, that's crazy.
I hadn't appreciated what part of the chair he'd caught the ball with.
Play will resume with the goal kick. Northern Ireland, 10 minutes to rescue their World Cup dreams. For Denmark, 10 minutes to hold them.
You're part of this commentary thing, aren't you? That was, like, really cool.
There's a reason you two respect me. Hilland, lots of dummy in here, wants to get the right ball out. That one was not the right ball, as Denmark retained possession. punches through will play advantage. And away for Australia. In fact, no, we will go back for the two. It's fairly all way out.
I think advantage was played there because would you rather have an indirect free kick from here or a sideline from where it went out off the Irish defence? I think honestly, I would take the sideline.
We've seen that many sidelines from the Danish not really do much. I'm content to see a free kick. Yes, it's a bit deep, but at least it's something different and you can get a good chance like that. And we've had a corner out of it.
If they'd scored off that, I would have said, right, okay.
I was fine. Fair enough. They did, just to spite you.
Oh, they're going with the blockout play again. We've seen that. Earlier today.
Would you really want Farrop being the blockout player? Would you not want your other melee doing the blockout and then having Farrop take the shot?
I feel like Sorensen's pretty good.
Yeah, but he needs the space to turn. He's not facing his ball. The ball's not got the angle to let to. As much as Carve nearly scoring at the near post. And now he will go to the bench in Northern Ireland once more. It's like it is the number 14 coming off. And the number nine coming on.
Cummins, I think?
Cummins, maybe. I didn't actually get to see the name. Nonetheless, that ball comes off the Danish. Northern Ireland will have it.
Cunningham is too long to be on the back of that. Kimski.
Oh, Kimski. Righto.
Kimski. Is that the other Polish person?
I would not be able to answer that question.
Or Polish or Irish.
Yes. Nonetheless, Karp picking that ball off, battling with Kimski. And hitting the back wheel immediately. That's not the way you want to introduce yourself to this match.
This is direct.
This will be direct. It's very wide, but it is direct.
I think he'll be looking to find Sorensen at that far post.
I think Krarup standing on the penalty spot might be the better option here. Goes for it. Krarup shoots. Ooh. Off of Kaminsky's chair, the way. And now Kaminsky running up the wing. Krarup engaging. And the two will try and keep the ball in play. Now running at the box. Kaminsky has to hold up. There's another player in the box. Great reactions to realise that Walls had entered as Hilland now punts it forward. Yeah. And Denmark with a throw right on halfway.
I'd love to see from Ireland at the moment to start pushing up real high. Because at the moment, 3-1 is the same as 2-1. You know what I mean? They got to throw everything at Denmark here if they hope to make it to the World Cup next year.
So they need
to start playing more aggressive. They need to start pushing up.
You've got to hit the ball out of your own half before you can play aggressive first. Yes, you'd rather play aggressive, but playing aggressive in your own half won't get you anywhere. You've got to clear it out first. Another throw-in. Denmark will take all the time that they're allowed. They're only 4.5 minutes from Argentina. That one, the ball just dies in the wind. This is exactly what Denmark need. Kaminsky will rush it out. In fact, wins a free kick. Now they should be aggressive. They're going to break the press.
I think they ruled that Kasper Pedersen was blocking.
Ball goes upfield, and there's another 2-on-1.
Another whistle.
It's against Northern Ireland, however. And Denmark can slow things right down.
This is the kind of thing that happens when you've got a young team. Northern Ireland look like they've got a young team. And, you start to drop off a little bit towards the end of games. It can happen.
Well, Crowe with a big swing and a miss. And now Northern Ireland have a goal here. They need to break through now. 3.5 minutes, you need to use this time. Hilland. Kaminsky. Denmark passing the ball around. Now Finisterre is going to have to battle his way through Krarup. Nearly on the halfway. Needs to find a flick. Can't do so. Denmark's slowing it right down now.
Yeah, unfortunately, Northern Ireland are playing right into Denmark's hands here. The last thing you want to be doing at 2-1 down with 2.5 to go is battling it one-on-one, because Denmark are just not going to let you do anything with that ball. They're going to be happy to just drive it around.
And going back for contact. As we see
a contact foul.
Yeah, it is against.
There we go. We're finally getting a card.
We're getting a card for Krarup. Of all players.
Is getting a card, yeah.
And so Northern Ireland with a direct free kick. It's a long way out. But with 2 minutes to go in regulation time, they need to capitalise.
I think they should be bringing up their keeper to take this.
Have to think so, but the plan is having Wallace take it. Talks to his keeper. Arms him forward. Wallace goes wide.
Oh.
Swing. It's off a Krarup's hair, and Northern Ireland can't keep possession.
Forster just couldn't get out of the way of it fast enough.
And has that sealed Denmark's ticket to Argentina? Krarup dribbling it to the centre. He just has to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, he's just going to try and work his way into the corner here. He's not going to do anything silly. As you can see now, he's trying to slow down
his way through. That's going to be a foul if he does it again. In fact, it is a foul. Yeah. And he's going with the ball. Walls is
getting
well.
His yellow. Yeah, he's just got to be really careful, because he was hitting that that back wheel quite a few times. So
less than a minute left before stoppages. Krarup, can he put one final nail in the coffin? All the way to the corner he goes. Taking his time. This is excellent stuff. Ball still in play. Krarup reversing towards the box with the ball. Now it battles Hilland. Looks for a flick. Hilland out of the box. Needs to be careful with the back of the chair and finds the ball out of play. It's 2-on-1. With only stoppages left.
Hilland needs to be pushing up.
And he is now, and it's going to go quickly. Goes wide. Spin.
Oh, that's...
Beats one.
Ooh.
It's off of the keeper, but now they're upfield. Not much time left. Need to find options. That's not a great clearance. Wolves can't find a teammate. Takes the ball wide. Needs a cross. Finds it. Keeper with a clearance. Forced to try to force his way through. And the ball is retained by Northern Ireland. 30 seconds into stoppages. Kamiski.
And they equalise with what might be the last kick of the game.
Back pass to Hilland, and they shut down immediately.
Like, I'm not sure what they were entirely trying to do there, to be honest.
I actually really liked the play myself. They need to go upfield, though. They need to go right now. There's no time. Hilland, Krarup intercepting. Sorensen shutting down Hilland's options. Krarup plays it wide.
Surely now, surely Denmark.
He's just going to lock it up in the corner. He's not going to do anything silly with this. Surely, one would say. That he should just
needs
yep,
to hold the ball. Nothing fancy. Permissively trying everything he can to beat the Danish number 10. He's won the ball into the attacking half. Punched upfield and then defended well. But that is the end of the game. And Denmark are the fifth European nation to make the 2026 Fit for Power Chair Football World Cup, defeating Northern Ireland by 2-1 in the fifth place playoff. Oh boy, gentlemen, what a match.
What a match.
Yeah, and you can tell what it means to both sets of teams.
Look, I think that was just an overall fun watch in general. Both sides just giving it their all, and I think it would have been nice to see some action towards the end there. You know, I would have liked maybe a bit of extra time, something like that, you know, with the spice that this game had. But, you know, alas, still a massive result for Denmark.
And you have
to
feel for Northern
Ireland. Sorry, you go first.
I was saying, you have to feel for Northern Ireland. Gave it their everything. They had the lead, albeit briefly, and it just slipped away.
Honestly, though, I think, you know, yeah, it's obviously a massive loss for them. We've spoken about how young they are as a side. They are only going to get better. You know, they are only going to grow. So, you know, next World Cup, wherever that is, I reckon we might see them because they're growing. I like these kids.
They're a very solid team, and we saw that platform in Sydney, and whilst they're not ready to build on it in Argentina, the platform's there. They're a solid team.
Yeah, definitely. Well, unless any of you guys have anything else to add, I might wrap this up.
It's been an absolute pleasure doing this with you throughout the week, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you and to yourself. I've really appreciated you guys both joining me as much as you guys possibly can to watch these games. There's two games left that are a bit too late for us to handle and to cover, but, you know, for the podcast's sake, this is it. Thank you all very much for listening. Thank you to you two for being involved this week. And we will see you whenever the podcast decides there's something we want to talk about. So thank you all very much, and we will see you all when we see you.
Sounds good.